God bless you, Minister Kaylin.
God bless you, folks. Just as I am, I lay me at your feet. I bring before you all that I have. I lay it at your feet. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out, I pour it out for you. I come before you just as I am. I lay me at your feet. I bring before you all that I have, I lay it at your feet. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. I pour this perfume not to impress the people standing around. I pour this perfume 'cause of your worthiness as I behold you now. 'Cause you are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. 'Cause you are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wisest. Wiser, wiser. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wisest. Wiser, wiser. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wisest. Wiser, wiser. Oh, you are wiser. Oh, so wiser. 'Cause you're worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. You are faithful, 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 Lord. You are faithful, 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 Lord. You are holy, 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 Lord. You are holy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. Praise like oil. For you are poured out. For you are poured out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you are poured out. For you are poured out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you are poured out. For you are poured out. I pour it out for you. We pour out our lives for you, Jesus. We pour out our lives on you, Jesus. We pour out our hearts for you, Jesus. We pour out our hearts to you, Lord. 'Cause your love has freed us. We pour out our lives on you, Lord. 'Cause your love has freed us. We pour out our lives to you, Jesus. Your love has freed us. We pour out our hearts to you, Jesus. 'Cause your love has freed us. You're worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. I come before you just as I am. I lay me at your feet. I come before you with all that I have. I lay it at your feet. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. Praise like oil. For you are poured out. For you are poured out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you are poured out. For you are poured out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you are poured out. For you are poured out. I pour it out for you.
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Psalmist Kaylin. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Awesome worship this morning. Well, good morning to the Master's Call. I am your host, Ruth Smith, here in Atlanta, Georgia. I would like to begin with our mission statement. to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We praise our Lord and Savior for our two co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they started this master's call. They listened to the voice of the Lord, and we give our Lord all the glory, honor, and praise. We have a scripture, and we stand on Psalm 88 and 13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We do have a website. Please visit themasterscall.net. Once again, that's themasters with an S, call.net. All of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of our speakers. We have a new theme for 2022 that reads, Let me go back here. So we want to let everyone know, if you feel led of the Lord to be part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Sister Willa did this morning, a host, yours truly, Psalmist Kaylin, or even if you have a word in your spirit, please send the information to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, if you'd like to be part of this ministry, please reach out to info, that's I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or a prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Bless your name, Lord. So you'll hear about a company called Artist Life. Most of us met on this from this company. It is a wellness company, and it was established by the D.S. De Leon family over 33 years ago. Immediately after this call, we have our morning motivational call, the MMC call. It's a great team of leaders, and they'll give vital information about the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. The number is 667-770-1525 with a PIN 294-617. Once again, for the morning motivational call, 667-770-1525, PIN 294-617. If you find that you need a bypass number, you would dial in to 716-293-9707 and follow the prompts. We are on our fast. Please follow the directive for our fast, and you can find that information on our website, once again, at themasterscall.net. We have assigned accountability partners. And it's not too late to join the fast. It's never too late for prayer and supplication. Do not call, but please text Dr. Pecola Roberts at 586-747-8000. Once again, if you'd like to be a part of our prayer and fasting, text Dr. Pecola Roberts at 586-747-8000. We also have Monday night calls for prayer for the fast. Well, without further delay, let me go into our speaker today. I'm so excited. I think this is my first time introducing Dr. Pecola as our speaker, to my knowledge, so you'll hear a lot of enthusiasm in my voice. Dr. Pecola Roberts is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and alumni of Alcorn State University. And she's also part of the Interdenominational Theological Center here in Atlanta. She earned her Master's of Divinity, specializing in psychology. She was awarded a Doctor of Humanities from Panama City Theological Seminary in Florida. And she is also a chaplain for the Army. The Lord has truly blessed Dr. PK. You'll hear in her messages a compassion for people, a heart for ministry, and a willingness to always reinvent herself and to do better in the Lord, and just always determined to get the word out that the Lord imparts to her, to the masses. And we do that every day here on the Master's Call. Dr. PK served as for a season as one of the only ambassadors for the Artist Life International Group. She is also one of the co-founders of this Master's Call. We are very blessed to have her as part of our leadership team, and we constantly keep her in prayer as one of our leaders. I'm just incredibly grateful today to be able to introduce to some and tell many about Dr. Pakola. At this time, before our speaker comes, we would like to set the atmosphere once again and go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. For now, we surely need this time of prayer and fasting and supplication. Our world is experiencing tremors, tumultuous times, birthing pains. We have good times and we have not so good times. And what we have now is prayer. So if you could prepare your heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit to go to the Lord in prayer. And after our prayer, the next voice you will hear will be our speaker, Dr. Pakola Roberts. Lord, we come to you as humbly as we know how. We ask that you give us the grace to continue on this day. Your word tells us that new mercies are available to us every day. Your word tells us that you are the lamp unto our feet that leads and guides our pathway. You are our protection. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are Jehovah Rapha, our healing, and our healing is in need in this land today. Lord, continue to bless the Artist Life family, the business owners, the entrepreneurs, and every individual represented on this call, every family represented on this call. We all come to you, Lord, with one thing or another, Lord. But more importantly, during this time of prayer and fasting, this is a special time. This is a holy time. This is a blessed time. And we are in great expectation on how you will bless us and how you will use each and every one of us to bless the kingdom, to bless our families, and to bless one another. Help us to live upright. Infuse us with your holiness. Lord, help us be friends like David and Jonathan. Help us be loyal as Ruth was to Naomi. Help us to walk in obedience as Moses did. Help us to be a good supportive mate. Help us to go before you, Lord. Help us to honor you. We cannot make it in this world without you. We are facing a modern-day plague similar to the plagues in the Bible. We are now commanded to walk in the word that we hide in our heart. For everything that we have learned through your word, we must now implement it in our daily lives. Before our speaker, Lord, decrease her so that you may increase through her. Continue to strengthen her mind, body, soul, and spirit. We need you on this day, Lord. We simply cannot make it without you. Our very next breath is dependent upon you. Bless each and every person on this Master's Call today. For our burdens are heavy, our needs are great. But we walk in the hope and the expectation of you, Lord. We walk with your loving kindness. We walk with the hope of the Spirit. We walk with integrity and sound character. Infuse us every day and help us to be more like you. We pronounce your loving kindness over this call. And at this time, I bring to you our speaker.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Minister Ruth, you did a phenomenal job. Thank you so much. God bless you. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Good morning, TMC family. I am so, so excited about this day. Indeed, indeed, I must say that this is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in. I am thankful for you, Psalmist Kalen. I tell you the truth. You set the atmosphere with we pour it out to you, Lord Jesus, all of us, and you will see how it connects with our message this morning. Thank you so much. Minister Willa, I love you all the way down there in that Florida town. I thank you for opening the doors and welcoming people into our sanctuary this morning. I thank God for our own Dr. Vanessa. I love you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for what you do and how you have absolutely rocked the hymns over here at TMC. You all, today is such a special day. Today is the eighth day of the fast, which means a new beginning. The day is, that number eight is something absolutely powerful. Look here. The day is the 80th birthday or 81st, but it's an eighth. That's all I care about. Daddy Diaz de Leon has made it over into the 80s. Yes, he has. And today is his birthday. I remember so many conferences that we attended with him up front, speaking nothing but Spanish. I'm sitting there on the front row, can't understand the thing, but good God of mercy, the electricity, the spirit that came out of him made me know, good God, that he was absolutely a man of God. But not only that, when he loved up on me through the death of Elisha David Robertson, ensured that I would be okay no matter what, just by his smiles and his touch. He and Mama Diaz de Leon and the family absolutely rocked me steady. And because of that, I do love the Diaz de Leon family. And this call was originally started as a result of us praying through a tough time in the company. I believe down to my toenails that had we not been here praying, the doors of artists would have closed. But I'm so grateful today to say that it's strong, alive, vibrant, and doing well, and telling people that you can live and not die by guarding what you put in your mouth, giving some of the best nourishing supplements on this planet. Now, let me get into the Word of God. Only have a few minutes this morning, but I want you all to hear me and hear me well. Ooh, this thing is so good and so delicious that I want you to get yourselves in a place. If you are driving, I don't want you to let your hands go from the wheel, because I believe the Lord is getting ready to do something absolutely astronomical. He has had me rocking all during the night with this word, you all. Listen, the name of this sermon is either Setting at the Master's Table or Setting the Master's Table. You've got to decide which one you're doing. Either you are helping me to set this table this morning, or you are just sitting there getting ready to enjoy. I'm from Monticello, Mississippi, a little old country town there in the state of Mississippi. And you all, on Sundays, the pastor would come and eat a most delectable meal at the table. Now, I don't know if Reverend Stewart or Reverend Barnes, Reverend Williams, Reverend Green or came to your house and ever ate, but when the pastor would come to the house, the table would be set with the very best china, silverware, gobblers, and everything would be just right. Oh, my goodness, I can just see in my mind, you all, as I was putting this together, I see that table and see the tablecloth and all that, because, you see, that was a time when only the best was bought out when the guests came, and the guests at our house was all the greatest guest was always the pastor. I mean, we honored Elder Quinn. Elder Quinn come, he had to have the best. Today, I want you to know that we are setting the table for the one who is the greatest. Hey, Lord God, he's greater than any pastor that could have ever docked your doors. He has more swag than any president, and I know that if you were setting the table for your president, my president, and always will be my president, President Barack Obama, oh, the one that we're setting the table for this morning, God has more swag than him. He's a greater orator than Dr. Martin Luther King. And we are coming up on recognizing his birthday here this weekend and on Monday. And he calls Mahalia Jackson, Aretha Franklin, and Shirley Caesar to proclaim his sovereignty in every venue that they went into of the president's kings and queens on the face of this earth. We're setting the master's table this morning. I heard Minister Willis say, you all come on and sit at the breakfast table. Well, breakfast, dinner, lunch, I want you all to know that this table, oh my God, this morning is set in a manner whereby if you eat from it, your soul is going to be satisfied. I'm going to begin, we begin by serving an appetizer. Didn't know much about appetizers. I had to admit to you until I went off to college. But I just thought I'd do the right thing and do it upright. And I know those who are fasting from the meatballs that's covered in cheese and sauce and those little mushrooms and the variety of chicken wings and all of those little delectable appetizers this morning, those who are fasting from that, I want you to know that I want you to feast on this. Feast on Jeremiah. Write this down. This thing is so good. Jeremiah 15:6, which says, when your words came, I ate them. Yes, yes, yes. They were my joy, joy. Somebody said joy. And my heart's delight. For I bear your name. I'm a king's kid. I am royalty. Oh, Lord God Almighty. And I thank you that as I sit at this table this morning and I eat your words and I share your words with my sisters and my brothers, as we are sitting and sitting at this table, at the king's table, I want you to know that, oh, my God, all that is coming on this table today, all of these things are just for you. Sunday dinners always started off or had on the table some collard greens, some kind of greens, collards, turnips, mustard. We had some greens and had so much hot bones and bacon bits and all of that in the greens. And we never had greens, you folks up here in this north. West or wherever I am, up here in this East Coast, without cornbread. These folks try to serve me greens up here without cornbread. Can't even have to have me some cornbread. Now, I want you to know that I would push these greens gladly aside for this fast. Hey, glory be to God. I'd rather not feed this flesh. Somebody come on here and help me. And I'd rather feast on the word of God. Can you feed your spirit with a heaping spoon of Psalm 63:3-5 says, because your love is better than life. Hey, glory. God loves us so much. God loves us so much because your love is better than life. My lips will glorify you. I will feast with you, Master, as I praise you, as our dear psalmist praised you this morning, saying that we just give our all to you. We'll pour it all out to you, everything out to you. Open up your mouths and bless the Lord this morning. Not only with my lips, but I will lift up my hands. That's what it says here in Psalm 63 and the fourth verse. I will lift up my hands. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus and magnify you. My soul will be satisfied because I am feasting on you with the richest of foods, with singing. My lips, my mouth will praise you. Yes, I hear the songs coming through the computer and through the radio, but I'm opening up my lips. Hallelujah. Oh, that is so delicious. Thank you, Master. Thank you, thank you, thank you that you are allowing me to praise you, to magnify you, to love up on you. Every dinner had a meat, that Southern fried chicken. We couldn't have a dinner without having some chicken, pork chop, rib falling off the bone, sitting there on the table, making the table look very beautiful. But I'm asking you the question this morning. Are you willing to push your meat aside, your meat, I didn't say God, and feast on God's? Let's look at Psalms 17 and 6. Because I know I don't want to be, I don't want to appear to be holier than thou. That chicken thigh, that chicken wing could call me when I first started fasting, and I said, okay, I just got to have me a piece of chicken, oh, Lord. But the Lord taught me that it's okay, you fell off the wagon, but get up, dust yourself off, get back on. Somebody, the Spirit just said, fell off the wagon yesterday, fell off your horse, got off, said, I just can't take it anymore. I just got to have me a piece of meat. But God says it's okay. I forgive you. Get up, call on him. Psalm 17 and 6 says, I will call on you, O God, for you will answer me. Please forgive me. He says, okay, I will. Give ear. Hey, thank you. Give ear to me and hear my prayer. I'm praying to you, O Lord. Psalms 27, got to give you another one, 7 and 8. Hear my voice when I call. O Lord, be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. We are seeking your face as ever, never before. For we want you to be pleased with us. Thank you that you have a big eraser called the eraser of forgiveness. Thank you that you don't hold anything against us. Thank you, God, that you will wash our slate, make it clean again. And this morning, new beginnings, as we start all over again. If you didn't start, if you didn't fall off the wagon, don't be so pious. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I'm still seeking you. Because we have 34 more to 5 more days. How many of us? 30-something. I ain't good with math. We have these more days to go. Hey, bless the name of Jesus. 32, 33. The master is so scrumptious. As we feast on him, using Psalms 9 and 10, those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Oh, that is so good. If you seek me, you will find me, says the Lord. Therefore, we sat at your table, seeking the more of you, Master. We sat at your table, asking the more of you, Master. Well, I just heard somebody say, Dr. PK, at this Sunday dinner, somebody better pass me the mac and cheese. And my mama, Vesalie Fleming, that woman knows she couldn't cook with a hoop, but she could cook a chicken pie. My mama could make a chicken pie that folk would come all around. She would sometimes have chicken pie parties, but she was going to have chicken pie any dinner she had anybody over because that was her best dinner. I mean, her best dish. And so, but I love cream corn, and she would always do up some cream corn and to dress that table up. And some fried okra. Yeah. Well, as we eat this and feed the flesh, we make the flesh fat. But how many of you want to fatten up and build up your spirit? How many of you want to replace those earthly these earthly delectables with spiritual and godly delectables? If you do, let's taste. Let's just have a little taste of Psalms 119:68. Hey, you are good. And teach me your decrees. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Many are seeking and asking God right now for something, but you don't take time enough to hear him. This is a time during the fast to hear the Lord in a way that you won't hear him because you are pulling yourself away from the distractors of this life, so that you can hear from God the Father. You want to hear from your master. Isaiah 48 and 17, hallelujah, will let you know that God will speak to you if you just take time to hear him. I am the Lord your God who teaches you, who teaches you, who teaches you. God wants to direct and teach us. And I had to throw this one in for my prayer, General. I love myself some Brenda Terrell. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things, great and mighty things, great and mighty things. I want you to know as you seek me, as you call upon me, as you sit and wait for me. You got to close this dinner out and close this message out. But no dinner was complete without the dessert. Got to have some kind of pound cake or some kind of chocolate cake or lemon meringue pie, banana pudding, which pushed us over into the state of gluttony. And as I was writing this down, we had to wash it down with some sweet tea, lemonade, or some red Kool-Aid. But I want you to understand, we have so many sick people because we put stuff through our lips that we should never push down into our stomachs, causing our hearts not to beat as they should. Hey, bless the name of Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that if indeed you will feast on Psalms 119 and 103. I'm loving this. I don't know about you. I don't know what you're fasting from and what you're going to feast on. But oh, how sweet are your words to my taste. Sweeter than honey on my lips. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I got to close it, you all. I don't want to. Because when I get to eating here at God's table, 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. Are you eating and feasting at the master's table this morning to the glory of God? Are you eating and fasting and doing it your way? Glory be to God. Sitting and setting at the master's table. I got to close. Come on, Minister Ruth, and take it because I can't give it to you like I want to. Come and take this.
Well, glory, glory, glory to our Lord and Savior. Bless you, Dr. Pakola, for that on-time practical word to help keep us on track, to know that we are forgiven during this precious time of prayer and fasting. We want to again thank Minister Wooler for our greeting this morning. We want to thank our psalmist, youngest person on our leadership team, Kaylin. We want to thank Dr. Pakola for bringing a word this morning. We are just excited. We are excited, excited, excited about this time. We are expecting great things. Thank each and every one of you for joining our master's call this morning. Special welcome to our newest individual that joined our call this morning. So glad to have you. We did have anointed worship and song. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. And once again, the new motivational call is next. Dr. Pakola, I will invite you back in a few seconds to be able to give the benediction. The new motivational call is next. You can also hear the playback of this powerful message. We are just so grateful to have each and every one of you this morning on the Master's Call. Dr. Pakola, can you please come back and give us the benediction?
Oh, my God. I am so grateful, you all, to have this opportunity to share with you as we go through this fast. I'm so thankful. And listen, I'm also wanting to say thank you to all of my friends and all who jumped on this morning. I do love and appreciate you. If you want to join the fast, just come on and jump on the fast with me. Today is the last day I'm going to accepting accountability calls. You all are multitasking. My sister just told me to do something. The MMC call number where my daughter is going to be teaching this morning, I have children everywhere. My New Jersey daughter, Vicky, and son, the Flanagans are going to be on the MCMC call. And the number is 667-770-1525. All right. And the code is 294617 pound. I think I got that right. And let me just make sure. Yes. 667-770-1525. The pin is 294617 pound. God bless you. The scripture that I'm going to close out with is one that is familiar with all of you. Philippians 4:13. Bless the name of Jesus. We all know it. I can do all things. I cannot do this fast without you, Lord. I cannot fast and from all of this good stuff that I'm used to throwing down my throat without you. But with you, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And as you leave today, I want you to be joyful always, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. That will give you strength as well. Joy will give you strength. Now, God, may your precious Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each of us as we leave this call. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day. See you over on the MMC call. Bye-bye.